This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
He spent 4 years in the United States Air Force, 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Hi, this is Andy Hoffman at MilesFranklin.com, one of the largest bullion dealers in America. I just want to emphasize that people should donate in the current pledge drive to Republic Broadcasting Network. I think it's a fantastic alternative media solution for people, and it's free. Please go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, where you can donate by credit card or PayPal, and their address is there, too, if you want to mail it in. Thanks so much. I look forward to participating in the network for years to come.
Welcome, my friends, to the Paul Drockton Financial Report. And, of course, we are in the middle of a pledge drive, so please feel free to donate. And all you need to do is visit Republic Radio and .org, and you can donate. And basically, have a PayPal link. You can also send in your donation. You don't have to use PayPal if you prefer to use a check. You can call in your donation, and they will take your credit card information. So the point is that more than ever, people are looking for answers, and I can see it. I mean, you know, I told you I opened this store for a reason, and Spanish Fork, Utah, and one of the reasons I opened it is because it really does give me a chance to see what's really going on with people. And I got to tell you, it's been a busy, busy day today. People coming in and not just selling stuff, but looking to buy, and I got to tell you, people are starting to wake up. They're starting to figure it out, and had a couple come in about a half hour ago. And they bought some silver and said, and this is what they said. Our daughter said to get this because we are concerned that we're not going to have anything to barter with, literally. And people are waking up. They're starting to realize that, if you want to have something of value, then you better be holding something that has universal value, something that's always had value, historically has had value, and something that no man can strip the value from, and that is precious metals. So the other thing I'm beginning to realize is just how critical, I've already known this, but just how critical, you know, Republic Radio really is. I mean, this network doesn't just inform and educate, but it points people in the direction that they really should be going instead of leaving them to figure it out for themselves. I mean, you're dealing with a wealth of experience, individuals that really we can go start our own university somewhere and charge admission. And people would pay for admission because they get a much better education from this network than they do anywhere else. So, you know, the fact that there's a pledge drive going on right now, donation drive, look at it this way, you know, tuition. I mean, what do you pay if you go to your community college for a college course nowadays? I don't even know what it is. What is it, $400 a class, $500 a class, and you got your textbooks? Well, you've got individuals on this network that broadcast information that you're just not going to find at any university. This show was a great example of that. How much information have you gotten from me that has saved you your retirement, saved you your savings, helped you to make the right decisions when it comes to your money, and literally help other people? and how much good stuff comes to you through this network. My friends, please, I'm going to ask you, please donate and be generous, because you're helping to spread the word. You know, John has done a great job with trying to get this network out there. And right now, it's available through the old ABC radio network, and people can find it and rebroadcast it on their stations, and many are doing so. I know, because I hear about it, and people call from all over these United States, and it's not always because they're listening to RBN on their internet. It's because many of them are listening to it on our AM radio station, and it's just amazing. So clearly, this is the right place to be. This is where I want to be. I know this is where you want to be because you're listening. And please, again, be generous, and as generous as you can afford to be. Okay, so what is going on? Well, you know, one of the things I want to tell you is, for some weird reason, and I have no explanation for it, you know, I've had probably three people come into the shop in the last 2 days with Morgan silver dollars, and these things are in just awesome condition. I mean, they're beautiful coins. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give away one of these coins, a Morgan silver dollar, for every 100 ounces of silver, or for the 100 ounce purchase of silver. So if you buy 100 ounces of silver rounds, I'm going to throw in one of these beautiful Morgan silver dollars. That's one way to get them. The other thing you can do is just email me, and I'll tell you what I've got. I mean, these things are just unbelievable. I mean, someone was holding on to these for quite a while. So that, my friends, is a very attractive offer, considering where silver is at and where it's going to be. Now, let's talk about what's going on with the markets. Now, many of you know that this thing with Syria is bigger than anybody else would lead you to believe, except for this network. And the lies about how it's going to be paid for will continue, because everybody knows this country is broke. So how do you finance a conflict that's going to turn into World War III when you don't have any credit left, when you don't have any value left to exchange for that war? I mean, this is the idiocy of what they're doing, is the financial implications are just gigantic. And the latest lie is from John Kerry, saying that the Arab countries are going to pay for the invasion. Secretary of State John Kerry said at Wednesday's hearing that Arab countries have offered to pay for the entirety of unseating President Bashar al-Assad if the United States took the lead militarily. So now I guess we're going to go ahead and we're going to take donations for our foreign policy. So what does that mean? Let's pretend I don't know, Saudi Arabia doesn't like the leader of Kuwait. I mean, are we mercenaries now? Do we basically go where we're paid to go? I mean, this is pathetic, because that is the number one question. How are you going to pay for all this? Now, clearly, we haven't received any financial benefits whatsoever from Iraq, from Afghanistan, from Vietnam, from any of the other conflicts that we've been engaging in and have been engaged in throughout the 20th century. Let's go back to World War I. You know what the United States got for its participation in that war? They got nothing. Germany paid war reparations to England and to France. We got absolutely nothing for our participation. 100,000 American lives. What did we get back? Nothing. Is the world safer for democracy? Well, no. The world is definitely safer for central banksters, because through World War I, they were able to establish their central banks throughout the free world as a result of World War I. Is the Middle East more stable now that the Ottoman Empire has been defeated? Well, let's see. The Ottoman Empire was around for, 1,000 years? Pretty stable. Did the Arab countries come out ahead? Well, not according to Lawrence of Arabia, who went around rallying the Arab tribes to support the revolution against the Ottoman Empire, because he promised them liberty and freedom, and he promised them that they would no longer be a colonial possession. And then all of a sudden, when he goes to the Treaty of Versailles with his newfound friends to collect, they get kicked out. They wouldn't even talk to him. And instead of becoming independent republics, they became colonial possessions with minorities instead of majorities in charge. How's that a republican form of government when a minority is able to impose its will on the majority of inhabitants, whatever they may be? I mean, the reality is that what came out of World War One? What did we get out of it? I know what Shell Oil got out of it. I know what Standard Oil got out of it. I know what the bankers got out of it. But what did we get out of it? Well, we ended up with 100,000 American lives were lost. That's pretty much it. I mean, as far as I could tell. We ended up with the communist revolution in Russia because World War One is the reason why that revolution was successful. Because when Lenin went into Russia, he promised peace, he promised bread, and they bought it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Feel free to call in. We'll be right back.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter? This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And remember, my friends, not only do we sell gold and silver through Republic Trading Group, through Paul Drockton, we also buy. So if you've got gold eagles, silver maples, silver rounds, whatever it is that you want to sell or trade, a lot of you have traded things over the years, and just give us a call. And whatever it is, I guarantee you'll get a better value from us than you are anywhere else. We also take jewelry, gold jewelry, silver jewelry, and we'll send you cash back. If you'd like to donate to Republic Broadcasting, the number is 800-724-2719, extension 115. And again, we are taking calls throughout the show, and to the phones. We've got Werner from New Brunswick. Werner?
Yeah, good evening. I just turned it on just a short while ago.
Paul. Yeah.
And I found you made this kind of a comment about the some of the Arab nations are willing, like Saudi Arabia, are willing to pay for the war in Syria. Basically, hire out the American army as mercenaries.
That's what it sounds like to me. What do you think?
And I got kind of a tongue-in-cheek. About 1,200 years ago, wasn't that the origin of the Khazar Empire, where they were being hired out as mercenaries to the surrounding kings and to the surrounding empires?
I think the history of mercenaries is basically goes all the way back as far as history goes. I mean, we can talk about the Hittites, you know, who invented iron, and we could talk about people that came later with the chariot, and whenever someone had military technology no one else had, they would sell their services.
I looked at it at the in connection with about the Khazar Empire and and its descendants.
Yeah, and Werner, to be honest with you, I mean, this is a topic that I just don't get into because seriously, it just... It totally subverts what I'm trying to accomplish with the program, which is keep people away from blaming one person, one group for the problems, when in fact, you know, there's enough blame to go around to a bunch of
people. Yeah, I know, as I say, there's enough people among the own who are selling their own fellowmen out.
Let's go with this. I mean, is John Kerry, I mean, we don't know what his nationality is. I don't think Barack Obama comes from the tribe, and yet he seems to be doing everybody's bidding. I keep coming back to this. This war with Syria doesn't benefit the people of Israel. It has no benefit to them. It makes them a target. I mean, they're handing out gas masks because they fully expect retaliation, yet their political leadership isn't doing anything to prevent it, and their lobbyists are doing everything to promote it. So there's a disconnect between the political leadership of all these countries that are out there and the actual people that live in their countries. And that's one of the things I was trying to point out with World War One. You know, when the Western world conquered the Ottoman Empire, you know, they made sure that they put minorities in charge of majorities, which, how is that making the world safe for democracy?
Well, as I say, when we look at the history of especially the European colonial empires, you know, it is no glory. Basically, a criminal enterprise. It were criminal enterprises for centuries. And you cannot change that kind of a mindset overnight.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it this way. I mean, you know, we look at the conflict with Syria, the fact that they are even considering donations, and that's the only way I can call this is donations. I mean, you have to look at which countries are donating, and they don't tell you. So I have no doubt in my mind that Saudi Arabia, which exports massive amounts of oil to these United States, which also was the base for much of what we know as El Qaeda, is supporting this. I have no doubt in my mind. I have no doubt in my mind that Iraq is 100% behind it, considering the new regime was put there by us. So, I mean, it's meaningless to say that these countries are supporting us. Maybe we should be asking is how much money is being laundered through these countries to go towards the war. That's maybe the bigger question.
As I say, it always boils down to war makes lots of money for those that instigate the war.
Yeah. I mean, let's go back. And I mean, I'm going to raise the point one more time. What was the complaint with Iran-Contra? Wasn't it that we were laundering money through the Contras for basically giving arms for hostages in Iran in 1979? Wasn't that the big scandal?
Well, as I say, there might be a second bottom to it and a third bottom. You know, there are so many layers to that onion.
Yeah, you just can't. I mean, my only point is this, is the American people, at this point, it doesn't matter what they know, it doesn't matter what they say, because clearly, we don't live in a representative democracy. They basically manufacture the polls, they tell people what they think, and people say to themselves, well, 90% of Americans feel this way, therefore, if I don't feel that way, I'm abnormal. When in fact, you know, they never publish the demographics behind the polls. They don't talk about the areas where they did the polls and talk about the political leanings of the individuals or any nationality or anything else like that. I mean, I can poll, Detroit, which has a large population, and I guarantee you I won't find maybe 1% or 2% that support this war. So, you know.
Well, as I say, but it makes me disappointed is so many people that call themselves born-again Christians, but they're leading for those militarists and those warmongers in Israel.
Anytime a person professes blind faith in anything that is made by a man, then he's making a terrible, horrendous mistake.
Yeah.
So I agree with you.
Live so, and let live. And there's lots of room in this world, and there's lots of room here in North America, you know, but people have to put their nose to the grindstone. And too many people, they're looking for their fortune abroad, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like I said, mankind makes its biggest mistakes when we trust other people to do our thinking for us. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah, no, as I say, I just... It got my attention when you mentioned there about the Saudi Arabia basically willing to hire the United States militaries as basically so quasi mercenaries, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, anyway, Werner, thanks for calling as usual, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, my friends, phone lines are open. Feel free to call in. And we can continue this discussion. The bottom line is this. We're broke. There's no money, right? I mean, what are they doing? They're furloughing employees. They cut back on health benefits for military spouses. They've done all kinds of things. You know, sequestration. Remember the terrible economic toll it took up, the fact that Congress didn't just approve an across-the-board raise in spending, and instead they approved a very moderate raise in spending. And the reality is we all know where that money goes. It goes to pay the interest on the debt. So bottom line is this, is that they have no problem at all, you know, crying broke when they want to take something from you or me. But here we have a potential conflict. And if you go back and look at things historically, and you take a look at what happened with World War One, what happened with World War Two, what happened with the Vietnam War, this war always leads to the worst thing of recession. War is not bring about prosperity. You can't prosper by blowing things up. The only people that prosper are the people that sell the bombs and the bullets. The rest of us, well, we got to rebuild, and that costs resources. So, you know, don't buy into this stuff, because the reality is that, you know, if you really do profess Christianity, then, you know, one of the things you should be doing is denouncing war and basically doing your best to prevent it. That's how I look at it anyway. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Feel free to call in.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. The Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org, and the phone lines are open, my friends. Feel free to call in. And once again, I want to remind you that you can get your silver and your gold through me. We also purchase gold and silver. And simply visit the Republic Trading Group website. Or you can email me, PDROCKTON at AOL.com. And my friends, all I can say at this point is that if you take a look at things from historically, basically, we just have to recognize the cost of choices, that's all. And whether it's collective or individual. And so that's all there is to it. And, you know, I take a look again at World War I, what was gained. You know, reality is the benefit was what again? World War II, what did we get out of it? Well, we got to rebuild Europe. We got to rebuild Japan. We got to see China expand as a communist entity because of it. So once again, what did we get out of it? And once again, what came out of it? Well, we ended up with 250,000 American deaths in World War II, and there wasn't really much benefit, was there? Vietnam? What did we get out of Vietnam again? My friends, I apologize. I'm broadcasting from my shop, as you probably know, and if you come in, you can watch. And So it's a unique experience. So you might hear some background noise, and those are individuals in the store. So this is what we're looking at. What did we get out of World War II? What did we get out of Vietnam? What did we get out of Korea? Well, we got basically the opportunity to station 37,000 troops along the North Korea-South Korean border. And basically to pay for that, while at the same time, okay, and basically what we're looking at is we get opportunities to go further into debt. So what is going to be different about the Syrian conflict? Are we going to literally walk away for the first time in our history and make a profit off of war? The American people? Is it going to put more money in your pocket? Probably not. Because what assets does Syria have that can be shared with the American people? And the reality is they don't have anything. They don't have oil. They have nothing. So once again, why are we going in? These are the questions that we really should be asking. Is what's the benefit? And when there is no benefit, then maybe we should consider the fact that maybe we shouldn't be doing it. And that's what it boils down to. I mean, just from a simple economic standpoint. Now, here's the other issues. These other countries own $5.6 trillion of American debt. $5.6 trillion of treasuries. And we talked about this before, that all they need to do is sell $100 billion worth of treasuries, and interest rates in this country go up 1%. That's all they need to do. So we've got, China owns $1.3 trillion of U.S. treasuries, and if they were to dump $100 billion of those into the market today, interest rates would go up 1% tomorrow. 1.2%, actually, on a 10-year note. In addition to that, we've got Russia out there. And let's just talk about this. China, $1.275 trillion. They could raise rates in this country 12.75%. Japan, $1.083 trillion of debt. Japan, by the way, has been cutting its holdings for a couple months now because they have their own financial problems, and they've dumped over, looks like almost over $100 billion worth of debt. And as a result, interest rates in this country have gone up over 1%. What about OPEC? $256 billion of treasuries. OPEC by itself, if they dumped our debt, could raise rates in this country by 2.56%. Brazil, $253 billion. If Brazil were to dump its treasuries, rates in this country would go up 2.53% tomorrow. And so what's the impact? Well, it's devastating. Now, also remember that for every $100 billion of treasury dumps by foreign countries, we're going to see precious metals go up. Silver went up 33% over this last 3 months. Silver's gone up 33%. Gold's gone up almost 14%. So what can we project for the future? Well, clearly, these countries are in trouble. Clearly, they have political motives for dumping treasuries. So it isn't a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when they do start dumping treasuries, you're going to see precious metals go up. Silver, 33% for every $100 billion dump. So if $1 trillion of treasuries gets dumped into the market, silver is going to appreciate to about $100 an ounce. If you end up with $2 trillion worth of treasury dumps, then you're going to be looking at $200 an ounce. You got $5 trillion. So how much is that? Well, that's silver at $500 an ounce. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. So what are the pressures on these countries to dump treasuries? Well, clearly they're losing money right now. Because remember, for every time $100 billion gets dumped into the market, they lose 10% of their portfolio. So China's $1.3 trillion turned into $1.3 trillion minus $130 billion, which is 10%. So how long would you sit on your investment if you were losing 10% every time you turned around before you started selling? Now, the question is, let's pretend you're sitting at a card table with 50 other players. And someone says, you know what, I think I'm going to go ahead and fold. And someone else says, well, no, I'm going to fold. Someone else says, I'm going to fold. Might be a good idea if there's actually a pot that's worth something. But here, we're talking liabilities. So if everybody folds and you're stuck with all the liabilities, that's not a good thing. I don't think China can afford to lose $1.3 trillion. I don't think Japan can afford to lose $1.083 trillion. I don't think the Caribbean banking centers are ready to lose $290 billion, or OPEC can afford to lose $256 billion, or Taiwan $186 billion, or Switzerland $180 billion, or Belgium $176 billion, or United Kingdom $162, or Russia $138 billion. So these countries can't afford the losses. So the pressure on them right now is to preserve their own economy, even if it means trashing ours. That's the bottom line. Now, the other side of it is that if you are on the other side of the stick, if you own precious metals, if you own silver, if you own gold, then you're going to be the only guy that has any value, because 75 cents of every dollar in the market, in the stock market, is in bonds. And every time interest rates go up 1%, the bond market takes a 10% hit, literally devalued 10%. So basically, once the interest rates go up 10%, your bond portfolio is worthless. It has no value at all to anybody. You take a 99% devaluation. So these people that are relying on pensions, these people that are relying on their insurance policies, these people that are relying on these other things, what are they going to have left? Like I said, I had a couple come in today, and they came in and bought silver because their daughter told them that if you don't get some silver, you're going to have nothing. And they were smart enough to listen. So that, my friends, is the bottom line. Now, in related news, the S&P is basically calling out the United States for retaliation for stripping the United States of America of its AAA rating. Standard & Poor's on Tuesday blasted a $5 billion fraud lawsuit by the U.S. government as retaliation for its 2011 decision to strip the country of its AAA credit rating. The McGraw-Hill Financial Unit was the only major credit rating agency to take away the United States' top rating and the only one sued by the Department of Justice for allegedly misleading banks and credit unions about the credibility of its ratings before the 2008 financial crisis. In a filing with the U.S. District Court in Santa Ana, California, S&P said the lawsuit attempts to punish it for exercising its First Amendment free speech rights under the U.S. Constitution, but also seeks excessive fines in violation of the Eighth Amendment. It said the government's impermissible, selective, punitive, and meritless lawsuit was brought in retaliation for defendants' exercise of their free speech rights with respect to the credit worthiness of the United States of America. So bottom line is this, is that the S&P came out and said these treasury notes are a greater risk than what you think they are. They gave the United States a minor downgrade, much less than it deserves, and as a result, they believe they were retaliated against by the Justice Department. Well, all I can say is welcome to our world, because that's pretty much how it works. Now, S&P, by the way, is not a charitable organization. It's a for-profit organization. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com. John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. Remember, my friends, 100 ounces of silver gets you a very, very nice Morgan Silver dollar. Okay, we've got John from Arizona. John?
Hi, Paul. I was just wondering, is there anything right now that could make the bond market stronger from where it is and the dollar, any debt-denominated instrument or the dollar itself, aside from war? And I don't even think this thing they're firing up in Syria is really going to resolve anything, do you?
Yeah, it's going to create more debt. They're going to have to print more money.
But that doesn't bode well for the dollar, though, right?
No. War is always inflationary. So the problem they're going to have is... this is the problem they have. Go back to World War II. A lot of the war was funded through war bonds. And a lot of those war bonds were sent to the, you know, were basically bought by the general public. So, you know, who's left to buy their stuff? I mean, who's going to finance this thing? I mean, that's why you have John Kerry, you know, bringing the point up about Saudi Arabia and these other countries being willing to finance the wars because we can't afford to.
Right. But, you know, with bond prices being at pretty much historical lows and now they're climbing, why would anyone be involved in the bond market?
Well, and it's, you know, let's make sure the audience understands the term climbing. What we're really talking about is rising interest rates.
Well, yeah, rising interest rates. The value of the bonds are going down, but the interest rates are climbing.
Exactly. So here's the thing. 75 cents on every dollar invested in the bond market doesn't make any sense to me. And the other implications, you know, John, when you look at it, is look at these insurance companies out there. I mean, we're talking catastrophic losses. I mean, if we look at MetLife's $100 billion bond portfolio, it took a $10 billion hit because rates went up 1%. Prudential, $8 billion. AIG, $20 billion. I mean, the list goes on and on. And these companies are already flirting with insolvency to begin with.
Yeah.
And the banks are worse off. Historically, banks don't even have the capitalization insurance companies do. And the insurance companies, we're talking about a Baa1 rating from Moody's.
Right. I remember you telling everybody that. I just don't understand. Is it a matter of fund managers just needing a place to put large sums of money? And this is the pretty much, you know, the best looking horse in the glue factory scenario?
I think what we're looking at is basically the final stages of what I refer to as the great plundering. I mean, they pretty much have taken all the value out. They're trying to keep the interest rates from going up because not only is it going to trigger a collapse of the bond market, but it's also going to trigger all these derivatives contracts and all these bets against bonds. I mean, we're talking 75% of these derivatives contracts are bets against the bond market.
Right, right.
So that's what, $2 quadrillion globally?
Right.
I mean, they've left nothing to chance this time, John.
I'm trying to make sense of it all, and I'm just having a harder and harder time. I don't know whether perception is winning over reality or what's going on, you know?
I think what it is, you know, you're going through this phase that I like to call realizing that these people are pure evil.
Yeah, well, that's almost a given.
I mean, most people, you have some goodness in it, and you give them credit for good motives, but these people, we're talking pure evil, man. There is nothing good there. I mean, it's your stuff is their stuff, and their stuff is their stuff, and they want everything you have, and they won't give you anything they have.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I'll just, you know, the market today, the Dow went up 100 points. I don't know mm-hmm. what that was based on. Maybe the green light for Syria is going to make these defense stocks go up tomorrow. Who knows? It's just a mystery to me.
Wall Street has been propped up by the Fed.
They're giving them the $85 billion a month. You know, last couple of weeks they went down, and now they're on their way back up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pure manipulation. It's why I prefer to look at the bond or the stock market as a tool for social policy. When we do what they want us to do, the stock market goes up. When when the people complain and say we don't want to do what you want us to do, that's when the stock market goes down. They're using the stock market basically to control public opinion.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess people just feel that their nominal value on their retirement accounts is still up there, that they feel all is well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That has a lot to do with it.
To other people, and they, you know, I just get that deer in the headlights look, you know?
Well, I'll tell you this, John. Today, you can hear people coming in as I'm doing this show. I mean, this has been busy, busy, busy all day long.
Well, I can imagine.
You know, it's really weird, though. I mean, the phones have been quiet, but my store's been busy. So locally, people are coming in left and right. I'm just looking at this and saying to myself, is it too late? I mean, is it too late? I don't think it's too late yet. But when is it going to get to the point where the appreciation of precious metals are just going to be so great that people are going to say, like myself, why do I want to sell it?
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, like the old adage goes, better to be a little bit early than a second too late, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the best time to get out of a burning house is when? Before the fire starts, right?
Right, right. All right, Paul, I'll continue to listen to the show and watch the markets and see what happens.
Sounds good, John.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. And, you know, for our other listeners, John is, you know, he's wrestled with this stuff. He really has. I mean, this has been a real perception altering experience. I mean, I remember going back and forth in emails with John about 4 or 5 months ago, and you know, like everybody, I think like the majority of people in this country is they just cannot understand or can't grasp the concept of pure evil, of people that just they do things because they're evil. You know, I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, the only parallel I can make is if you watch Batman, the movie, the second one with the Joker, where he was defined as someone who just liked to watch the world burn. It wasn't about money. It wasn't motivated by power. He was just an evil guy, pure evil. Just liked to watch people struggle. And I don't know how else to define this. I mean, and you just have to wonder, you know, don't they, do they realize they're pulling the house down on themselves? And clearly they don't, they, they either don't believe they are, or they think that they have a location safe enough to where they're not going to be affected by it. But either way you look at it, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. And even by their own philosophy, which you know I've studied inside and out, it doesn't make sense because, you know, if you take 99% of the resources of this world, if you concentrate in the hands of the 1%, then you're always going to have problems because the 1% can only buy so many homes. They can only consume so many steak dinners. They can only eat at McDonald's so many times a week. I mean, the reality is that all the other things that they rely on, all the services that they rely on, all the goods that they go out and buy that are manufactured by people, rely on the system as it exists, the free enterprise. Or at least some semblance of free enterprise, because we've learned from control economies like Russia that when you force people to work and when you don't give them a reason to work, then you end up with garbage being produced. You end up with shoddy workmanship. You end up with shortages. You end up with people sabotaging equipment. I mean, it's not good. I don't understand it. You know, maybe you do. I don't get it. I mean, clearly history is against these people, is argued against them. So what good is it to have a big old pile of gold and silver you're sitting on and no one else has anything? I mean, what good is that? What are you going to do with it? I mean, what are you going to spend it on? Now, are you going to be able to put up a sign that says the world's wealthiest man and people are going to say, hey, great? Or do you just make yourself a target because you're the only one with something and everybody else has nothing? I mean, you know, I don't have an answer for this. I don't. I think it comes back down to the age-old adage of how much evil is there and what do you think they're willing to do and what do you think their limits are? And, you know, God obviously places limits on everything, so what's theirs? I don't know. I don't know what the limits are. I just know this, that humanity was created for a reason and that it's never going to go out of existence because it never has gone out of existence. If you look up in the sky and look at the number of planets that are out there and the numerous other systems that are out there, it's pretty clear that humanity has been around a lot longer than just the time that we've had on this earth. Clear, no matter how you look at it. God's been doing this a long time. So humanity is not going to become extinct. Neither is evil, and neither is good, because both good and evil have a purpose. And if good's purpose is to learn from evil so that it doesn't become evil, well, then that's still a purpose. But I don't view mortality the way most other people do, and I don't view this mortal existence as the only thing that's there. I think we're here to learn things. Hopefully we will. Anyway, my friends, thank you for listening. God bless. We'll be back tomorrow with the Paul Drockton Financial Report. Please support the pledge drive. Thanks.
John Stepp.